Good morning. Today we are continuing with our topic of Ani HaMe'afech B'Charara, stealing somebody else's deal. And our question today is, what does that mean, Charara? Ani HaMe'afech B'Charara, if you literally have a poor person who is trying to acquire a piece of food, a piece of cake, Ani HaMe'afech B'Charara, and somebody else comes and steals that. Steals is not actually the best word, because the first one doesn't own it yet. The Ani doesn't own it yet. He's just making efforts to acquire it. So somebody else comes and seizes that opportunity and takes away that opportunity from the Ani, literally the poor person. But if you have a purchaser on the deal and a second purchaser comes and seizes that opportunity, seals the deal, he closes the deal before the first purchaser, Ani HaMe'afech B'Charara, that is our issue. And our question today is, to what types of transactions or items does this apply to? Is it only in the commercial transactions? In other words, when you're purchasing and selling, it could be residential also, but I just simply mean in buying and selling, doing transactions or renting and the like. Or does it apply in non-transactional areas? For example, if there's something of hefker, it's ownerless on the ground, or if there's going to be a gift by someone, or there's just a metzia. Somebody lost something on the ground and there's no simanim, $1 million sitting on the ground and there's no simanim. Will it apply there as well? If you have somebody making efforts to acquire that metzia or a gift or something in a hefker, does it apply there as well? So we're going to see that there's a very important machlokis here between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And we're going to start with the sheet of Rashi on the Gemara in Kiddushin that is the source for Ani HaMe'afech B'Charara. Rashi says as follows, Ani HaMe'afech B'Charara. So if you have literally a poor person who's making attempts to acquire a Charara, Nechazer Achareha Lizakos Ba'Mina Hefker. You have somebody who's trying to, he's making efforts in order to acquire an item from Hefker. It's ownerless. That's the $1,000, the $500,000 sitting on the ground. That's Hefker. There are no simanim. It's not in a suitcase. It's just there, $100 bill. That's Hefker. Or she'd nenu lo balabais. Or to get a gift from someone. He wants a handout. He wants a gift from somebody. So Rashi is saying here that the Isra of Ani HaMe'afech B'Charara applies not only in the context of buying and selling and rentals, but also when it comes to hefker, something that's ownerless, and manatana, and getting a gift. And accordingly, if somebody steals that opportunity from somebody else, seizes that opportunity from somebody else, the seizer, the number two person, the second one in, is Nikra Rasha. Why is he Nikra Rasha? She yored l'chaye chaver. He's taking away something of value from the first person. So that is the Shita of Rashi, that when we say Ani HaMe'afech B'Charara, Charara applies very broadly, not only to purchases and sales and rentals, but also Hefker and Matan as well. Now the Bach explains the Shita of Rashi as follows. Why is it called Ani HaMe'afech B'Charara as opposed to anyone? Adam HaMe'afech B'Charara or Ashi HaMe'afech B'Charara? Why is it called Ani? And also, why? What is the concept of Nikra Rasha? The second person who comes and seizes that opportunity is called an evil person. So it goes as follows. The Bach explaining Rashi that it's called Ani to come to teach us that it applies not only when doing transactions. And Ani, a poor person, is not typically doing transactions, buying apartments and houses and etc. So the Ani is coming to indicate to us that this applies not only in the transactional sense, but also if an item is hefker or a gift, and somebody else comes and seizes that gift or that item from hefker, that person, the seizer, the second person in, is called a Rasha. So that's why it's Ani. And why is the person called a Rasha? Again, as we said in Rashi, Yored L'chaye Chaver, because he's taking something of value away from the first person. Now, it's interesting to note, the Pesachei Choshen says, when it comes to Rashi, Ani HaMe'afech B'Charara, it applies also to Hefker and Matana, it has to be that the person took an action. It can't simply be that the person saw the item. This is the Pesachei Choshen explaining Rashi, that Kavanah Sha'asa is a Maisa K'dei Lezakos B'Mitzi. It has to be that an effort was made, a Maisa, an action, a physical action was made in order to acquire that mitzia, that item on the ground. It's not sufficient to see it. You need to have a maisa. And the Chasam Sofer says it's also not enough to tell somebody else, can you lift that up for me? That is not considered a maisa. Instructing, requesting somebody else to lift that mitzia, that found item up for you, that is not going to suffice. So in a nutshell, we have the shita of Rashi, Ani HaMa'afik B'Charora applies broadly, and it's going to apply not only to purchases, sales and purchases, and rentals, but Hefker Matana as well. Now, Tosfos on Kiddushin brings the Shita of Rashi, and he asks some questions on it, and we'll just go through one of them. There is a Mishnah in Baba Metzia that goes as follows. Ra'a es HaMetzia. If you have somebody, we'll call them person number one, saw a mitzia, something that was on the ground, somebody had lost it, v'nafalo aleha, and he falls on it. Meaning he didn't lift it up, he didn't do a formal kinyan on it, he just lies down on it. O shepiresh taliso aleha, or he simply puts his cloak, his clothing on it, he puts his jacket on top of it. But again, that's not a formal kinyan. Uba acher, and number two, person number two comes with natla and comes and takes it. Harehi shelo, it is person number two. Even though number one did an action, he either lied down on the item, the mitzia, or he put his clothing on top of it. That, according to this mishnah, is not sufficient. And number two takes it, he would be able to keep it. And the question is, why isn't there a problem of ani HaMa'afech B'Charora here? We just said in the sheet of Rashi that somebody, as long as you take an action, you're obviously not acquiring it. Once you did a kinyan on it, you lifted it up, that's yours for sure. But you did something of an action, and it applies, according to Rashi, even for a mitzia, even for a hefker. So why in that mishnah does it say number two can keep that item? So accordingly, Rabbeinu Tam says as follows, that the Isra Mahafek Mecharara that we are talking about, Lo Shayach Eladavka Kirosha Ha'ani, Leharviach Bischirus, O Kishrotze Likna Davar Echad. The concept of the Isra of Ani HaMa'afek B'Charora only applies when purchaser number one, that's the Ani number one, he wants to rent something, or he wants to purchase something. It applies only to transactions. And somebody else, v'chavero maktim v'kone, number two comes, and before him, he purchases that item or rents that item. And that's what the Gemara that is the source for Ani HaMa'afek B'Charora, that Rav Gidl was trying to purchase a property. He was negotiating for a property, and Rabbi Abba came and purchased it. That is what Ani HaMa'afek B'Charora is. And that is when number two is Nikra Rasha. He is called a Rasha. Why is he called a Rasha? Na'ame Mechazer al Zoshe Tarach B'Chaveiro. Why are you, number two, trying to take away what number one was making efforts for? Go and do your own deal. Yelech V'Yistachar B'Makom Acher. So we have number one trying to purchase a property. We have number one trying to rent a property or to purchase an item or rent an item, trying to do a transaction, and he's putting in efforts, he's putting in a tircha, and we can simply say to number two, why are you taking my financial opportunity? Go find your own opportunity to earn a parnasa, to earn some money. Don't take my opportunity. You can find other opportunities to buy things, to rent things. However, when it comes to something that is a mitzia, something that is hefker, something that you're just finding, that is something that is so rare, we cannot simply say to number two, go find your own mitzia, go find your own hefker. It doesn't exist. According to Rabbeinu Tam says that second person is not going to be a rasha, because that we can't tell him, find your own opportunities elsewhere. If he has his own opportunities elsewhere and he takes my opportunity, he's a rasha. But if there are no other opportunities for him, when he takes my opportunity, he is not called a rasha. Accordingly, when doing commerce, transactions, purchasing, selling, renting, and number two comes and takes that opportunity away from number one, we can call number two a rasha, because go and find your own deal, find your own transaction. But when it comes to number one making an effort to acquire a mitzia, something that's hefker and the like, a gift, a matana, we cannot say to number two, find your own gift. It's so rare. So in this instance, because we can't say that to him, find your own opportunity, they don't really exist very often. If number two takes the opportunity for number one, it would not be, he would not be called a rasha. So bottom line here is we have a very important machlokes between Rashi on the one hand and Rabbeinu Tam on the other hand. When does the prohibition of Ani HaMa'afech B'Charara apply? That number two, person number two, is going to be called a Rasha. According to Rashi, it applies broadly, not only to purchases and sales, and also to rentals, but also Hefker and Matana. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it only applies to transactions, purchases, sales, and rentals, but not to Hefker and a Matan. And in Emir Tzachem, we will see significant ramifications of this machlokis in the coming days. Have a wonderful day.